rest of the story. Recent years, Chinese food has proved the most popular ethnic cuisine in America. Surely a generation of health consciousness has contributed. Jack Benny always said that he stayed trim on Chinese food. I suspect not on egg rolls and fried wonton, however. Monosodium glutamate, a frequent ingredient in Oriental cuisine, has been linked to headaches in some people. But these things aside, Chinese food has remained surprisingly free of criticism from doctors and from nutritionists. Now, La Choy is a Chinese food. La Choy is authentic hand-rolled egg rolls made of shrimp and scallions and bean sprouts and celery. La Choy is exotic chow mains and sweet and sours and crisp vegetables from water chestnuts to bamboo shoots. La Choy is Chinese food. Yet La Choy is hardly Chinese. That company is located in Archbold, Ohio. It's as American as Chevrolet. And this is the rest of the story. Once upon a time in Detroit, Michigan, there was a neighbor grocer named Charles Smith. Although nobody ever called him Charles or Charlie or Chuck, he was always Wally. Wally Smith, the grocer. In 1919, Wally decided he would like to sell fresh-grown bean sprouts. The problem was nobody in town knew anything about bean sprouts, least of all how to grow them properly. And then Wally remembered an old college chum who had attended the University of Michigan with him, an Oriental named Ilhan Niu, N-E-W. Now, Niu was not really Chinese. He was Korean, but Niu knew all anyone would ever need to know about bean sprouts. So, 1920, Wally Smith and Ilhan Niu went into the bean sprout business, and they called their product La Choy, which is, in Chinese dialect, good vegetable. Within 2 years, La Choy was incorporated. In the years since then, the company became a subsidiary of Beatrice Foods. It is now owned by Hunt Wesson, and it is the largest producer of Oriental food in the United States. So, as they say, La Choy is Chinese food. But the company swings American. In fact, I want to tell you something. The company's got so good at what it does that somebody else wants in. Now, don't get ahead of me. There's another company right now proposing a joint corporate operation with La Choy. This other company promises to provide the raw vegetables. No difficulty acquiring those. They would have gone independent if they could have, but they can't. And they need to know how La Choy does it. Well, it's no ancient Chinese secret. It's just something that used to be termed good old American know-how. Incidentally, the company, which has courted and recently won the assistance of La Choy, the company that wants to know from La Choy how to produce Chinese food, that company is on mainland China. And now you know the rest of the story.